All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we're doing things a little bit different. This is just a little mini episode. I was recently visiting my best friend Q in Miami, and during the trip, we took a little trip to the movie theater along with his wife Monica and his daughter Zoe to watch the Bob's Burgers movie. And then when we got back, me and Zoe sat down and had a little conversation about the Bob's Burgers movie. We don't necessarily get into a lot of puzzle pieces here, but we do we talk about a couple of things that maybe could be considered puzzle pieces. And we get into Zoe's thoughts on the movie, and we have a fun little conversation. So that's coming up in a minute here. And after the conversation, I actually have some extra puzzle pieces from Ryan Pack of Soundtrack Your Life. Ryan's been here on the podcast before. I've been over there on Soundtrack Your Life before. You should check that podcast out. But, you know, actually, before any of this happened, we were originally talking about having Ryan on, as well as Daryl Armstrong from the Cyber Shorts VR Film Festival. He's been on the podcast as well before, and just letting them be the hosts of a Bob's Burgers movie episode, since I didn't really know Bob's Burgers from anything. You know, I'd never really watched the show before, but that didn't happen. Instead, we've got Zoe here, and Ryan sent in some puzzle pieces, so I will read those after the conversation. Before we get to all that, I do want to remind you, as always, to make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on social media at Piecing Pod and join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we continue the conversation about all the movies we talk about here on the show. So let's talk about the Bob's Burgers movie. All right, so we've got Zoe Quinones with us to talk about the Bob's Burgers movie. Zoe, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? Do you remember the last time you were on the show? We talked about Frozen 2 a few years ago.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to remember because I was a little younger.
Yeah, yeah. That was a while ago. But and it was on the internet. We did it online. But now we're doing an episode here in person after I've been here for 3 days watching Bob's Burgers with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And I am a fan about Bob's Burgers.
Yeah?
I discovered it because I was on YouTube, and then I saw the Bob's Burgers movie trailer, and I was super excited to watch it.
Yeah?
I told my dad, and he said, let's do it. But that was all the way back in January. So We had to wait a very long time.
So were you a fan of the show before you saw the trailer for the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, did your dad show you the show? He introduced you to it?
Yes.
Okay.
He was watching it, and then I started getting a little intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started watching it again and again until it became my way of life.
Yeah? That's awesome.
And then for a little while I stopped, but then I started again, and I stopped, and I started, and here we are.
So is it your favorite show then?
Well, it's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. What other shows do you watch as much as you watch Bob's Burgers?
Well, I watch Spirit, Studio Ghibli.
Oh, cool.
And I also love watching shorts.
Okay. Was this the first, like, show that you watched that you then got to go watch a movie in the theater of the show?
Actually, I think yes.
Yeah? That's cool. I remember. Do you watch The Simpsons?
I don't. I've seen it on Hulu, but I've never seen it. But I've never really seen it.
Uh-huh.
My dad once watched it, but I don't remember it very well.
Yeah. Me and your dad are of the age that we watched The Simpsons a lot when we were your age. And so we were really excited when a Simpsons movie came out. And that's the thing that this reminded me the most of. It reminded me of the Simpsons movie.
I've never really watched it, so I can't say that it reminds me of it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think that whoever is out there, I think you should really watch the movie, because there's this part where it's like, it really keeps you on your toes, because there's a part where Louise, one of my favorite character,
yeah,
falls into a hole,
mm-hmm.
a really deep hole that was caused from leakage.
Yeah.
And then suddenly she discovers a skeleton.
Yeah.
A live skeleton of a real human.
That was pretty scary.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Yeah. I think your dad was covering his eyes during that part.
I wanted to cover my eyes, but I was busy eating popcorn.
Yeah, that place had good popcorn.
Yeah, it sure
I agree. Did. Yeah. Wait, did all of your favorite characters show up?
Well, one of my favorite characters, Ginger, didn't show up.
Oh, okay.
And neither did... she only got one shout out. Oh, wait, no, she didn't get a shout out. She actually got zero shout outs.
Okay. Yeah,
she got no shout out.
Oh, well, I guess they can't fit everybody. They wanted to have the whole mystery, and so that's kind of the more important part for the movie.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I thought so. I've never watched the Bob's Burgers show until I've been here with you this weekend. All the episodes I watched with you are all the episodes I've ever watched.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you have any questions to ask me?
Well, we talked about your favorite characters, but... did this movie feel like an episode of the show?
Actually, it felt more, the animation was a little more detailed.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a lot more musical.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't exactly like an episode of the show. I mean, the show has music, but not like that much music.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, no, the musical numbers were really fun.
Yeah, my favorite one was the first one.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
pretty good.
They really started it off strong and got it to be exciting, like you're at the movies.
I think at the last one, they were too tired.
You think all the characters were too tired?
Yeah. Well, the voices.
Yeah.
Since it's animation.
Yeah, of course.
So, I actually have a question to ask you.
Okay.
So, what part was your favorite? I'm just wondering.
Well, I love that scary part you were just talking about. I thought that was great. I also really liked the bad guy. Anybody who hasn't seen it yet, you know, I don't want to spoil it for them, but
I do not want to spoil it, but it rhymes with Muzzin.
There you go. And I liked his whole very ridiculous plan was really funny.
So I'm not gonna tell you who it was. But all I'm going to say is that they tried to murder Bob and his family.
Yes.
In a clamshell car. And then they got buried.
Mm-hmm.
In that hole. And then Bob had a really good idea of driving down.
Yeah.
And then the metal wheel would hit
mm-hmm.
the plastic tube that held together the water pipes.
Yeah.
And then the water would spring up. And get him out.
It's a solid plan.
But there was also a chance that they could have drowned.
Yeah.
But they didn't. It would be it would have been a really big shame if they drowned and died.
Yeah.
Because then the entire show would be over.
Yeah.
You know, if I was tired of making that show, I would make them die so we wouldn't have the show anymore.
That's a pretty dark way for a show to end.
I know.
Yeah.
And then we can just have it starring Teddy.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the thing nowadays. Every show goes on and on and on forever. Maybe that's what should happen. Maybe we should have a dark ending like that.
Also, I don't understand. I don't understand. Why does Louise always wear her bunny ears?
Well, yeah, I guess we're left to still have some questions by the end, right?
Well, I don't know what I think.
What do you think?
I think that maybe she just has a normal head of hair down there and she just doesn't like showing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think there's any truth to what she says about how she was scared when she first went to school and that's why she was wearing it? And even though her parents said that that's not true, maybe that is true.
I'm guessing that she was probably pretty scared.
Yeah.
And also, on my first day of pre-K, I was actually pretty scared too.
Were you?
Horrified.
What grade are you in now?
I'm in second.
Cool.
And I'm luckily moving on to third, and it's almost summer over here.
Yeah. Did you have any thing like how she has the bunny ears to make her feel safe? Did you have anything that helped you get through school when you first started?
Maybe her bunny ears helped her feel, I don't know, braver?
Yeah.
And also a little sneak preview. On that day, she was actually really brave and she actually slapped a kid.
Yeah?
Lou's favorite thing is to slap.
Yeah. They can do that on a cartoon, so.
I wish that the person who had Louise's voice would slap me. I would take that like an autograph. Also, I would get a Band-Aid.
Yeah. And then they could sign the Band-Aid.
How do you sign a Band-Aid?
You need a really small little pen.
Oh, yeah. Like the tip of that little recording device there.
That's right. Do you want to know who my favorite character is?
Who?
Teddy.
Oh.
I loved his plan with the cart for them to be able to make burgers on the sidewalk.
Well, have you heard of his sleep apnea?
No, I have sleep apnea.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Look, I have my CPAP right over there. I have to sleep with that on me.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa has sleep apnea.
Yeah? Me and your grandpa.
Yeah, weird. Teddy doesn't sleep with one of those machines.
That must be why I like him. We're both old guys.
Well, I think that my favorite character is Linda because she sort of has my attitude. I love singing. I try to always be positive.
Yeah.
And I'm really silly.
Yeah, I could see that. I think that you remind me of Linda for sure. What do you think about the burgers? Do you think they look good?
I'd love to eat one of their cheeseburgers. I think it would taste really good.
What would you ask for them to put on your burger?
I like a plain cheese.
Yeah, me too, actually.
And actually, here's the twist.
Okay.
So, Bob has incredible burgers, but instead everyone goes to stupid Jimmy Pesto's, which has horrible pizza, horrible and horrible everything. They only go to Jimmy Pesto's because it's fancier and has karaoke, and it's bigger, and it has leather napkins.
Leather napkins?
Oh, wait, no, not leather, silk.
Silk napkins, oh, they're super fancy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I'd rather go to Bob's Burgers for sure.
And Bob's Burger, and I think you should really check out the show.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not supposed to be for kids, and I'm like 8 years old.
But you love it, though.
Yeah. I'll basically watch anything that's animated and that doesn't show too much bloodshed.
No, there you go. Are there any other shows you would like to see a movie the way that they did this?
Well, one movie that I really want to see is the new Bad Guys movie. I read the books, and even though they don't have the show, the books are incredible.
Oh.
And I'm super duper excited because the Bad Guys movie, I think it's about a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that wolves are famed pretty bad, right?
Sure.
In Little Red Riding Hood, The Three Little Pigs, and the Werewolf Halloween story.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But so this book, so it's like about this crew. I think. About what I remember, it's a fox, a wolf, I think a spider, an anaconda.
Okay.
And a shark.
Yeah.
Yes, a shark that can walk out of water.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange to me.
Yeah.
And they all wear tiny little suits.
It looks really fun.
Except the fox, which is a girl. She mostly wears like a skirt or like a ponytail.
Uh-huh.
Which is very unrealistic. Have you ever seen a fox with a ponytail?
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes my dog Sadie, we would put a ponytail on her.
How?
Because she had long hair between her ears, and so we'd be able to put a little bow tie on it. Yeah.
I can put a little bow tie around my hair.
Yeah, well, you have long hair.
And that's because my hair is like foot long.
Yeah, I want to see the Bad Guys, too. I think that looks fun.
So, basically, what I thought about the movie is that it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so, too. You know, usually on this podcast, we talk about what other movies did it remind us of. Did this remind you of anything else?
Actually, if there are any creators out there, I'd actually like to say that their movie idea was very original.
Okay.
It's actually pretty much, if you ask someone to do that for you, it would be pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say that it reminds me most of Frozen 2, because it's the same, because Elsa gets trapped in an ice chasm and she can't get out.
Oh, yeah.
And then she freezes half to death. But luckily, Anna is able to revive her.
Yeah.
And in Bob's Burgers, Louise gets stuck in that dirt chasm mm-hmm. in front of her restaurant.
Yeah.
And also, she falls in and is unable to get out. But luckily, the police come in time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Any others?
It also reminds me a little bit of... It's a little hard.
Yeah.
Because it's a really original movie.
What about the one you told me about in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. It actually didn't remind me anything of Game of Thrones.
Not at all.
The only thing that it reminds me of it because there was another chasm in there that was filled of these little thingies. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you watched Game of Thrones?
No, but I've watched something else.
Okay. Yeah. I've never watched it either.
Do not, because it's very creepy.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It looks like it's really creepy. Well, Zoe, is there anything else you wanted to say about the Bob's Burgers movie before we wrap it up?
Well, the first thing that I want to say is it isn't really about the movie, but if you go watch that at a theater, please get the concessions. They are delicious. The lemonade is really good.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I love my popcorn.
The popcorn was pretty nice.
I probably ate too much of it, though.
Yeah, the lemonade was like as big as your head.
Mm-hmm.
Put your fist up.
Mm-hmm.
And now double it 10 times. That's how big it was.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate. And I've got pretty average size hands, so, you know.
I have tiny hands.
Yeah, yours are small. Mine are about average.
Mine are the same size as yours.
Yeah. Your dad's hands are like double my size. So it would only be like 5 of those.
I think we might be getting a little off topic.
A little bit. Yeah. That's okay. Well, Zoe, anything you want to plug? You know, what you want to promote anything?
Well, I definitely want to promote that basically the movie was incredible. I super duper recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I had an awesome time there, and I'll give you a little clue about who wasn't the murderer.
Okay.
It wasn't Felix.
All right.
You'll pretty much know who it was after, since you know that.
Mm-hmm.
It was the cousin.
Uh-oh. We're giving spoilers now?
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
Well, everybody, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. and that was great, Zoe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, this is David, and I wanted to tell you about Newsly. It's an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. And what it does is really cool, because I don't know, if you're like me, I don't have a lot of time for just sitting around and reading stuff. I'm always either driving or doing something, and just to like sit down and read, it's like, you know, who has time for that? And so with Newsly, you could basically turn any web article into kind of like a podcast, and it reads the article in a natural human voice from basically anything on the internet, anything on the web. And this way, you know, you don't have to sit there reading and scrolling. You can listen to it just like you would a podcast. And it's got podcasts too. Piecing It Together is on there. But then you could also find articles from all kinds of topics, from, you know, entertainment and movies to sports and tech and business, science, all that kind of stuff. So really, if it's out there on the web, you can find it and you can listen to it. And I've been using it as my default podcast app, and you can too. And you can download Newsly right now for free from newsly.me. Check out the link in the show notes. It's available, like I said, on Android and iOS in the App Store and the Play Store. And there's a premium version available, and my listeners can get a 1 month free premium subscription by using the promo code PIECINGIT, but all of the I's are ones. So that's PIECING1T, piecing it, but all of the I's are ones. And I've got that in the show notes too. If you're like me out driving around listening to stuff and you can't pull over right now, you can check it in the show notes and find that promo code and get that free 1 month premium subscription to Newsly. All right. So I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Zoe Quiñones, filled with spoilers and all kinds of other stuff. But I told you at the top of the show that I was going to read you some other puzzle pieces that Ryan from Soundtrack Your Life had sent me. So I'm going to tell you what he had sent me. He sent me Home Movies, of course, Lauren Butchard's other project before Bob's Burgers. So we got Home Movies there on the list. We also have Clerks, the cartoon, the Kevin Smith animated Clerks cartoon spinoff, which I loved. I haven't seen it in so long, but Ryan said there were some connections that could be made with Leonardo, the villain voiced by Alec Baldwin in the Clerks cartoon. I got to go rewatch that one of these days. That show is so great. So, yeah, Home Movies and the Clerks cartoon and then everything that Zoe brought up. And we covered this movie over on the trailer episode that we do every month. And I think I brought up the Simpsons movie and the Beavis and Butthead movie. And it's really easy to just kind of lean on the various TV show to movie type things. I also brought up Good Burger, which I've still not seen, but you know, I think that would still fit as well. And Jason Harris brought up a few things as well. So check that out for some more puzzle pieces, and always check out our monthly trailer episodes. So that does it for today's little mini episode of Piecing It Together. As always, I want to remind you to make sure you're subscribed wherever it is you're listening to Piecing It Together. You can subscribe, of course, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, also over on Good Pods or Podchaser, which are both great apps to like get in and be a part of the conversation. Good Pods recently launched their per episode forums. That way people could comment, leave us some ideas for other puzzle pieces. Definitely check us out on those apps. It's a really fun way to listen to podcasts and get involved in a community. Speaking of communities, you could also join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we continue the conversation about all the movies we talk about here on the show, and follow us on social media at PiecingPod. And last but not least, we do have the Produced by David Rosen Patreon, where I do post bonus content and advanced content from Piecing It Together, as well as bonus episodes of Awesome Movie Year and stuff from my music career. So check that out. It's patreon.com/bydavidrosen. Lots of great content over there. So with that said, let's close this thing out with a piece of music like I always do. I don't know with Bob's Burgers what music I should close this thing out with. That's kind of a weird one. Let's see here. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something like cheerful and, you know, like this show, the kind of vibe the show gives off. This is a library track. It's been licensed in like various like corporate videos and stuff like that. I think it's been used in some various podcast related applications as well for ads and things like that. It's just called Daylight, and it's just a kind of upbeat, happy track. And so let's close it out with Daylight. This isn't available on any of my albums, but it's available for licensing. So we'll be back with more Piecing It Together real soon. Hope you enjoyed Daylight.
All Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.